get it. The Bird Show.
So Kristen, Mo, and I need your cheat code to save our relationship. Okay? If you have a significant other or you yourself know that you have the problem of never being on time, but you have somehow, some way corrected it, what is that cheat code? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Mo has a problem with his significant other with it. I do. Amanda, as much as she tries and tries and tries, never on time. Bart, you say same problem.
Oh my gosh. This has been an ongoing struggle for 20 years.
That scares me.
And it's crazy because I just saw he just got together with his college buddies over the holiday, and he was like that in college with them. Like, this has been a thing his entire life.
He's very methodical. I mean, when we've gone out to dinner before, I always laugh at him methodically looking at the menu, and you can see him calculating each and every meal and how it's going to taste in his mouth. So he's very methodical. So I can see by the time he gets out of the house, he has to analyze. It's too late.
It's so uncomfortable. Like, we'll be out to dinner, and Bert has witnessed this. The server will come up. She got Bert's drink, no problem. Got my drink, you know, get Amanda's drink. And then Bart is just sitting there, and the server's just standing there and just waiting and waiting and waiting.
Yep. The Jeopardy music starts
and
playing.
Waiting. And it's fascinating because he's unfazed by it. Yeah. It doesn't bother him. And the people pleaser in me, and I'm like, maybe she's in the weeds. She has to get out of here. Will you please just tell her what kind of IPA you want? Please. Not the IPA.
So what is the cheat code you guys are using in your relationships? Because, look, it makes sense to me that if I tell her that, hey, we need to leave the house at 3, really knowing that we need to leave at 3:30, she is going to be even late for that also.
We are late. If he and I are going somewhere together, we are late leaving the house every single time.
And if I've told her that, okay, I'm just going to do this, I'm going to tell you half an hour early, that I'm just going to manipulate the time, she knows that and accidentally ends up, she's not doing it on purpose. You know, my girl's got ADHD. She knows it. I've got it. I know it also. So
God bless your household.
It is a mess, man. So she's trying. She's really trying. And I understand, you know, people were calling it time blindness, but I think that there are people with ADHD that really lose track of time. I'm one of them, going from one room to the other. You just forget what you're doing, or you get distracted and you can't be on time. So what are you guys doing to stay on time?
I am this person, right? There is time blindness. That's real. But also, other people who are late who don't have time blindness, they share a common trait, and it's optimism, because they think they can do more things in a set amount of time than they can. So what I started doing to myself, and this part's important, is when I would have a meeting or a calendar invite that I'm creating, like dinner with Abby, I lie to myself and I set it for half an hour earlier. But the thing is, you got to do the calendar invite, because once it's down, you can like get it out of your head and you forget. And then I forget the actual time Abby and I have agreed to meet. So if we've agreed to meet at 5 o'clock, I set my calendar invite for meeting Abby at 4:30. So when inevitably I'm late, I'm not going to make it by 4:30. I still arrive earlier at 5 on time. So you can't tell her that you're going to lie about the time, because then she's going to know that you're going to lie about the time. So if you guys have a dinner reservation for 6 p.m., be like, we have to be there by 5:15.
But, you know, this woman is smart. So if we end up getting there early, right, and they say something to the effect of, oh, your reservation's not till 6 o'clock, then she'll hear that if we're there early and knows that I'm starting to manipulate the situation.
But if she's late every time, you'll never know that.
I think for my lady, it's like, I think she just really has a bad perception of how long things are going to take her.
Mark's the same way.
That's what I think. How can that be? They're adults. Like, your girl's how old?
She is 37.
For 37 years, she's practiced this.
That's what I tell her all the time. Like, you have been with you your entire life. Like, you, at this point, you should know exactly how long it's going to take you to get ready. And even for me, like, I've told her, I said, this seems like such a simple solution. Whatever time you think you need, add an hour. That's it. Like, if you say, yes, I need 3 hours to do this, you need 4. But even if she starts at that fourth,
yes.
Still late.
Yes.
I don't get it.
Because time blindness, you really don't understand. Like, I've sat there before and I'd be like, oh my God, it's been 20 minutes and it's been five. And then other times the timer is going off, like a 20 minute timer, and I'm pottering around doing stuff and it goes off and I'm like, it's been 3 minutes. I don't understand. You just do not have a concept of time passing.
And Mo, it's the same way with my husband, Bart. Like, it is literally the same routine for him. Like, if we have a date night or whatever, it's the same routine for him to get out the door. He should know how long it takes to shower. He should know how long it takes to put on his clothes. Right. He should know how long it takes to feed the dogs. Like, you know, whatever little, he should know how long it takes for him to go over whatever he wants to go over with the babysitter, because I'm just like, hey, Sneha, have fun. And of course, Bart's like, so he, no, I am the one that is standing by the door trying not to lose my S, because I'm like, I hate being late.
Alexis, good morning. You are part of the Bert Show. Hello.
Good morning, Bert. So I have a question about your girlfriend.
Yes.
Is she on time for her photography gigs?
Not only is she on time for her photography gigs, but when she is with me at my gigs, she's always on time.
So that, to me, is the catch. Something is consciously telling her she can be late for some things, but not forever. And that drives me crazy.
This did not help at all.
That's exactly what I was thinking in the back of my head, because I'm always stupid early to everything. I'm like half an hour. I'm like sitting in my car outside the restaurant, just like waiting to go in so I don't look crazy showing up for the reservation that I made. So I think it's a sense of, I do think it's a sense of urgency problem. Like, I think some people have more urgency for other things. Like, if she thinks showing up to your gig is very important, but maybe showing up to dinner is not, like, I don't know how you teach someone to have that.
See, thankfully, my man is late for everything. He gives no Fs. Yep. It doesn't matter if it's for, he's meeting somebody for a job thing, or, I mean, poor Jimmy is late to school 3 out of the 5 days a week.
But more maddening that she does have the ability to show up on time for, obviously, her gigs or even my gigs, yet not for those more superficial things. So it's in there.
Yeah, see, with my lady, is the same with Chris. It's like Bart. Like, she's consistent. She's across the board late. And it's odd, because it's not as if she disrespects people's time. But she just lives in her own world. She has, the urgency is just literally not there.
And same.
I always think, like, is it because I'm a New Yorker? Like, why
she's
don't you
a New
have
Yorker,
any kind
she?
Of, that's, but it's like Long Island, so maybe it's a little different.
It's the birds.
Maybe the speed is different. But yeah, she just, it's her own world. She's not in a rush, and she'll get to it when she gets to it.
It gives me anxiety.
Me too, yes. A lot of it.
One more call here. Hey, Tate, good morning. You're part of the Bert Show. You've got something really helpful we might be able to try with them. Hi.
Hey, so I'm the late one in my house, and my husband is the, if you're on time, you're late person. Mm. And so after years of fighting about this, what we had to do is we have to work backwards and have a plan, because I have ADHD and a little bit of self-diagnosed that psychological demand avoidance. So if you tell me to do something I'm already going to do, I don't want to do it because I was already planning on it, and that makes me mad when you tell me to do something I was already going to do. So working backwards and having a plan, because you can't lie to me and say we need to be there at 4:30 when we really need to be there at 5, because I already know that. So, like, we say, well, we need to be somewhere at 6 p.m. What does that look like to get ourselves together to be there at 6 p.m.?
Gosh, we're complicated, aren't we?
Man, this is so
complicated.
My mom's listening. She just texted me. She goes, this is ridiculous. These are adults. Like, how are we still children at the age of 35?
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
It doesn't change, man.
Nope.
It doesn't change.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Let's go ahead and help out the single women.
Yeah, I'm calling it now. I think by the end of 2025, every single woman who's dating men specifically is going to have this app downloaded on her phone. So I'm so happy that a Burt Show listener sent this to me. It's from a user named at daniela.your.bff on Instagram. And she's talking about this new app that you can download for your phone that will give you intel on the guys that you're dating.
Yeah, so instead of using that Facebook group, are we dating the same guy? Instead, what girls are doing now, because it's so much easier, is they're downloading T, and then you can literally just type in the name of the guy that you're talking to. And if other girls have reported him or posted about him or said, we're dating this guy, it will literally pull up his profile. We'll have all the comments as well as red flag ratings. So like this one guy that this girl looked up, right? Found him in the app. He literally had 9 red flags by his name. Boy, bye. So much easier and faster than that Facebook group.
So what she's talking about is a Facebook group that a lot of women use. Sometimes it can get really messy, and there have even been lawsuits attached to it where like guys will claim defamation because a girl will go out with a guy and claim X, Y, and Z happened. But it really has been a place for women to be like, I think this guy's married. Does anyone know this guy? Yeah, he is married, in the comments. And it's very fun to kind of follow along with. But now there's an app where pretty much all that information will get filed into a search engine. So if you feel like Steven, the guy you're going out with, is a little shady, you can find out if there's any intel.
Just curious, does this go both ways?
No. But I mean, yep. But
how about
I mean,
that? How about that?
But here's the thing. Think about it. Like, women's safety is more prevalent specifically with dating. Like, statistically, women have a lot more to fear when it comes to a lot more to fear with their safety. I'm not saying psychologically. Mm-hmm. A lot of women have a lot to fear when it comes to dating men from a safety standpoint. Not like a she's crazy, yeah, or he's crazy. Like, is this man going to roofie my drink?
But what is the percentage of posts on this thing that are really used for protecting you from getting roofied, or is it just hearsay that this guy treated me like crap, or the guys that are cheating should be called out?
Well, yeah, it's a lot of like cheaters. So they'll be like, oh, this guy, I saw on his Facebook, he has wedding photos, but he says he's not married. So does anyone know his history? And then they'll divulge if they know him in person, whether or not that's real.
Here's what I want you guys to remember. And yeah, there's red flags on all sides, right? And there are definitely women who deserve red flags. But what this is trying to do from a women's standpoint, think of what Abby went through when she was in London with London Guy. She could go on this app and put a red flag on him because of the aggression he showed. These are the things women need to be aware of. And that's what it's, yes, there's going to be some on there that are just, you know, being catty or whatever. But I think overall, for like the, like generally speaking, it's just like, hey girl, I'm looking out for you. This guy had some anger issues and this could be a DV situation you need to look out for.
Exactly.
And so I think from that standpoint, now I'm not, I saw your all's faces.
I just think this all goes both ways. Yeah, I really do.
And I think the posts that you're talking about that are really protecting women from guys like that, mm-hmm, I'm assuming, I've never been on it, are few and far between compared to the ones that are strictly hearsay and tea.
I'm on the Facebook page. Like,
yeah, is it?
And I know, mm-hmm, I totally get it. Like, if you guys, by all means, like if you want to start an app called Crazy Meter and you guys want to rank how crazy the women are from 1 to 10, do it. But there is a lot to fear as a woman when you're going out with these randos on the internet. You don't know who... You don't know who's, mm-hmm, on the other side of the screen.
Okay, so this is where I want to ask, like, Mo and Bert. This is one of those not all men situations. You guys are one of the good guys, and I know how this can feel like an attack on you, and it's not. All we're asking is for, like, your support in protecting us from the bad guys that are out there, and they do exist. And that's not to say, uh-huh, that bad women, mm-hmm, out there don't exist. And I feel like this is an example of where we're not trying to tear men down. We're trying to protect women.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Yeah,
it totally
it
does.
Yeah.
If that's what the site is indeed for, then I'm all for it.
That's what it's for.
I mean, how can you argue against that?
Exactly.
Good luck trying. You can't.
Get it? The Burt Show.
So I'm guessing tonight is going to be the coldest night that Atlanta has seen this season. And Kristen has very smartly decided that she's going to the Atlanta Botanical Gardens tonight.
Okay.
All I'm going to predict when you come in tomorrow morning, you're going to say, no, we did not go.
Okay. Listen. So we have a tradition with our friends, the Wires, and we do the Atlanta Botanical Gardens every year. We've been doing this since before we had kids. It's like one of our Christmas traditions, and we love to do it. Unfortunately, my friend Claire came down with the shingles, so we weren't able to go and had to cancel, and it got rescheduled like weeks ago to tonight. And now fast forward, we have like this wintry mixed storm coming in, and holy hell, when we are at the Atlanta Botanical Gardens tonight, It's supposed to be like 30 degrees.
Nope.
They may close. They may just close tonight because they're thinking no idiot would show up tonight.
But here's the problem. Us idiots, we're very determined people.
Yeah. They don't know. The botanical gardens don't know that.
Yeah. So
they're assuming nobody's showing up tonight. And they are not bringing employees out there thinking that there's going to be four people that are going to be in the park.
Well, that's the plan. So I'll let you know if the plan goes accordingly tomorrow.
No, I'm good.
Let's get Chesley back on from 11 Alive. He was on with us a couple of days ago when the rumor of all of the snow was going to hit Atlanta, and we all started panicking again because of our PTSD from Snowmageddon. And he said, at least in the beginning of the week, let's not panic about it. We're going to be fine. So now as we're getting closer to the weekend, you know, it turns out that weather patterns can change. Let's see if they have. Hey, Chesley, good morning.
Good morning to you. How you doing?
Good, man. It seems like the panic meter is starting to ping a little bit here in Atlanta.
And it should. There should be some awareness about any winter weather that comes into our area. But we're not talking about Snowmageddon again. We're not talking about that. Yeah, we are able to handle it now. Things have changed. Life has changed. Has changed with it. You know what I mean? There are some changes to the forecast a little bit. We're looking at a little bit more warmer air in the upper atmosphere. What does that mean for us? Well, instead of higher snow totals, you're talking about more in the form of ice. Now, that's something we really don't want. I would rather the snow. We can kind of trek through the snow. Mm-hmm. Ice is a little bit different. It weighs down the power lines, weighs down trees to snap power lines. So you're talking about more power outages with a scenario like that. And so in the metro area, Atlanta metro area, we'll start off with some snow. It'll probably snow starting off in the morning, I'll say between 5 and 7, and then it'll start mixing by mid-morning with some sleet or freezing rain, and that'll be off and on. It'll fluctuate through the day. There may be even some rain that gets in here during the afternoon, during the day on Friday. So it's an all-day event. So make plans, I would say, to stay inside. Maybe go to the botanical garden tonight, get it out the way if they let you in, and then, you know, hanker yourself down because it's going to be an all-day event.
All right, so what are we looking at? So people are listening this morning. It's Thursday morning. If they have to be in their cars tomorrow morning, when is all of this supposed to start? And, of course, we have to do a little give and take here because nothing is perfect, but when is this supposed to start hitting?
I'm thinking around between 6 and 7 o'clock. 6 and 7 o'clock, it'll start moving into some of our westernmost counties and eventually make its way over toward the metro area. And
then
once it starts, it's going to continue. A.M., that's A.M., yep.
Yeah.
And once it starts, it's going to be with us all day. Now, it will fluctuate as far as the type of precipitation coming down. So I think it starts off as snow, maybe until about 9, 10 o'clock. It starts mixing in with a little sleet. You'll hear the sleet pellets if you're outside coming down with that snow. And then eventually it changes over to freezing rain. So it'll feel like, oh, it's just raining, but it'll be freezing rain. So once it hits that snowpack, it'll start to ice over a little bit, or even some of your sidewalks, some of your patios, if you have a wooden patio, that kind of thing. The overpassages and the bridges are the most concern when you talk about the roads because the air is able to get under those. I think the roadways will be fine. I know GDOT said they're going to start treating the roads. I know they treated some yesterday. They're going to be treating roads again tonight. And so I think they'll be fine. They have a whole lot of brine that they can put down, that kind of thing. But it's those neighborhoods, those back roads that you really have to be concerned about. That's why I'm saying if you can make plans to stay inside tomorrow, because it's an all-day event, go ahead and just stay inside.
All right. So, Chesley, I'm putting my fate in your hands, sir. So,
all right.
I have an appointment at Atlanta Face and Body tomorrow at 11:30 to get Botox. Are you telling me I should probably reschedule that appointment?
Yes.
I mean, can't you just put your forehead in the ice and tighten it up that way for a little bit?
It's going to freeze it either way.
Now, Chesley, I want to do this for Mo again because we educated him on north of 20 and south of 20. This time you said something about west of the city, and he has no idea what that is. So for those on the west side, what are you talking about how the weather might be different?
So it'll start west and then make its way to the east. So that's what I was referring to, coming into our western parts of the state first, and then making its way east. So let's see, west. What would you know west? Have you ever heard of Carrollton?
Or yeah.
Douglasville?
Yeah, heard of it.
Right. Never stepped foot there, but I've heard of
never
it.
Never been. Heard it's lovely.
you know where the Big Chicken is? You ever heard of the Big Chicken?
No.
You haven't gone to the Big Chicken yet?
No.
Dude, what are we doing?
That's the one in Marietta, right?
Yeah.
So that's all west of the city. You know, that's all west.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Cobb County, like west of Atlanta, just to the west.
Okay. Have you heard of Cobb
County?
Yes,
now we're talking.
Speak to Maui Counties, Chesley. That seems to be the trick.
Somebody needs to get out a little more.
Probably.
But not tomorrow.
Yeah. And to be, totally fair, he does get out, but it's only three streets in Sandy Springs.
I stay with where I know. That's all.
He knows Roswell, Johnson Ferry, and Glenridge. That's it, baby. That's it.
Hey, Chesley, thank you so much for your time. We always appreciate it. Watch him on 11 Alive. And one of these days, we're going to have you on in spring for like 30 seconds just to say, hey, it's going to be 72 degrees today, guys. Have a great day.
Yep. Take care, guys, and be safe. All right.
And Chesley, I'm blaming the wrinkles in my forehead on you, dude. All right.
You take care. Bye now.
Man, I got to cancel. I got to reschedule my appointment.
Bless.
I'm so sorry. I can't imagine.
Poor little fan.
I know it.
And do you feel my pain?
Hey, really quickly, we've tried to talk about this now for about a week, and we only have about a minute and a half here to talk about it, but I think we got to talk about Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, this is something I've been wanting to cover for this past week, and that is President Jimmy Carter passing away at the age of 100, and the funeral services and procession, the one that started in Plains, Georgia, that made its way to Atlanta, to the Carter Center, so people can pay their respects. And now he's going to be at a public viewing at the U.S. Capitol, like all presidents are, and that ends at 7 a.m. this morning. It's already ended.
He was kind of the pride of Georgia. I mean, he did. He grew up as a peanut farmer.
He was, yeah.
Peanut farmer in Georgia, became president. His presidency, it can be debated. His humanitarian work around the world absolutely cannot be debated. And you can't find anybody to say bad. Well, you can find one person. But most people, you can't find anything to say bad about Jimmy Carter because his heart was always in the right place.
So when you're watching today, the viewing ended today at 7 a.m., but the casket's going to be transported to the Washington National Cathedral. It's supposed to arrive around 9:30 a.m., and then the funeral service for President Jimmy Carter is scheduled for 10 a.m. today.
Life well lived.
No kidding, right? You talk about leaving a legacy. It's Absolutely. The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Kristen, I want you to know that I wanted to give you a gift this morning, but I'm not smart enough. And I'll tell you what I mean here.
I got to use this one.
Save you a ton of money, baby. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I want you to know my heart was in the right place.
Yeah.
But my brain, not smart enough.
Okay.
So I know that you really get excited when we get a call from like Canada.
Yeah.
Or we get a call from England.
Australia
even. Kristen is just blown away. Whoa, there are people all the way across the globe that can now listen to us.
This internet thing has really connected us, and it's kind of cool.
And I think it's going to take off, this internet thing, right?
I think so, too.
So
Al Gore should be stoked.
Each and every day, we get podcast ratings, basically, right, that come in and tell us how many people are listening in this country or that country, and are more people listening today or are less people listening today.
You can track everything.
You can track everything. So up until recently, it used to tell me what country. It would spell out the name of the country, and I could go, oh, my God, Kristen.
Yeah.
We're crushing it in New Zealand. We got 4 new listeners in New Zealand, right?
Woohoo!
But dang, Apple, man, they've changed the way that they are delivering the info, and they're only showing you the flag now of the country.
Are you serious?
Yes. So while I can tell you that The Burt Show is the 71st. Yesterday, we were the 71st ranked podcast in the comedy category in the United States.
You know that flag.
I know that flag. I know that we took a hit in South Africa because I know that flag. All right. We're now down to number 51 in South Africa. I can tell you that we're doing pretty well. Yesterday, we did really well in Canada. I know that flag. But there are a few here that I just can't identify, so I can't tell you about the success in these countries.
Cassie,
so I'm asking Cass.
Oh, perfect. So Cass, you know the flags.
Yes.
But do you still have it in front of you?
I do.
Can you try to guess, and Cassie can let you know if you're accurate or not?
This is what drives me crazy, is I love traveling so much, is that the fact I can't identify these flags is driving me crazy. So it's blue, yellow, and red horizontal stripes.
Blue, yellow, and red
horizontal stripe. Just those three. I'm thinking it's somewhere in Europe.
They speak a romance language.
A romance
language. That's not France.
No.
What?
It's Romania.
Romania.
We are number 16 in Romania. Yay! In comedy.
Number 16. All right, this next one, we are number 63, and it's just a red flag. There's no, it doesn't look like there's any identifying.
You can't see because of the way it is, but it's supposed to be a red stripe on top horizontally and a white stripe on bottom horizontally.
Red on top, white on bottom. Mm.
Got me.
Switzerland.
No. I was going to say close, but it's really not.
What is it?
Indonesia.
Okay.
All right.
So close.
And then
I'm just a couple thousand miles away.
There is a green flag also with some kind of identifying letters in it in the middle, but it was too small for me to actually focus on. So I used my magnifier on my iPhone, and I still couldn't make it out.
It's Arabic.
Okay. And the country?
Do you want to guess?
Because it's Arabic, so just name an Arabic country.
Switzerland.
Close.
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia. We are number 125 in Saudi Arabia.
Hey. Figure we'd be banned there, but all right.
It's probably military.
Yeah.
In some country. Right?
You know what? That is facts.
So there you go. There's your gift.
Thanks.
All right. So Abby inadvertently offended a couple of you guys yesterday. Kristen, you want to lead us through this? Because I think that you probably have a perspective on this that the rest of us in here would not have.
I do. So I went to social media yesterday, primarily Instagram, and going through and liking the Burt Show post, and I saw the video got posted of Abby's prank she pulled on us yesterday. And I looked at the comments, and I clocked those, and I hit up Burt, and I said, hey, I would really like to address some of the comments, and there weren't a ton, but there were some, of those who are in the TTC club. That's Trying to Conceive Club, who were offended by Abby's break yesterday. And Abby, I'm going to let you describe what you did yesterday as your gotcha moment for us.
So I tried to pull off a prank yesterday that was well-intentioned of trying to reveal that I was expanding my family. And by expanding my family, I mean I got a second cat. I'm a single woman who lives alone with one cat. And I brought in 2 envelopes. One envelope had a fake sonogram, and the other revealed that it wasn't a sonogram of a person. It was just like a cat sonogram. And it was basically just trying to make everyone think that I was pregnant, but I wasn't pregnant. I just bought a cat.
Gotcha. And man, you, Cassie, fell for that hook, line, and sinker.
You sure did. Man, that was really wishful thinking.
I mean, I made it. I was just ready for hopefulness and happiness, and I was so excited to go through this journey with you.
No, you were not. Misery loves company, bitch. Own it.
No, I was genuinely excited. I was tearing up.
So, Cassie, I don't know. Do we have some of the comments that I hear Bert say that, or are we just addressing that there?
Can we not read them?
No. That's okay. Fine. No. Yeah. And I figured that was the case. But yeah, so there, and I saw some of the comments for women who are going and dealing with infertility. And so I, as somebody who has gone through that, wanted to address those comments in Abby's prank. So as a member of the TTC Club myself, I want to address the comments. And again, there weren't a ton. And it was on Abby's pregnancy prank video. And this is a tricky one because I don't believe we should be telling people how they should feel. They are entitled to their own feelings and emotions. So I figured I'll just tell you and share how that break affected me in the moment, okay? So first, to be honest, I knew Abby wasn't pregnant from the outset, but I wasn't going to poo-poo her break. She had what she believed to be a fun break planned to break the news. She's getting a new kitten, who is adorable, by the way.
Very cute. Very cute cat.
Abby was thinking with her radio brain, and which I appreciate. Abby has a very high radio IQ. We are very lucky to have her on the Burt Show. So here it is for me, the play-by-play from my mic during that break. So Abby passed out the first envelope with the sonogram, and I opened it up. And I'm not going to lie, my stomach sank. And quickly, for new listeners, my husband and I had fertility struggles. We did 2 rounds of IVF to get our miracle baby, Jimmy. I documented all of this on air. Reminder, Abby was not here for any of this, so she didn't hear any of that. So, and this is happening like real time on the air, and it's my brain is pinging, like it's going a million miles a second. So seeing that sonogram was a really stark reminder that my fertility fate was decided for me. It was a hard pill for me to swallow that I would never carry another baby, another child, because I can't. Secondary infertility is a thing. You can be grateful for your first, but mourn the loss of a second. Jimmy won't have a biological sibling, and I think he would be such a good brother. And so that's, you know, it's difficult. And I want to reiterate, I was euphoric and over the moon when we were successful on our second round of IVF and had a beautiful, healthy baby boy. I am beyond grateful. But remember, you can have two feelings can exist at the same time. So again, mind you, I'm holding the sonogram on air and all this is going through my head at that time. And so that happens, like those are the initial thoughts. And then I stopped and I had IVF success. So that does skew my viewpoint, but I stopped and remembered, this is not about me. Abby's doing a funny bit. She is not trying to make me feel bad. I am responsible for how I feel. Abby is not. Everybody is going through something. And I think we can find offense in literally anything anybody does. And I think as long as you know the person and where it's coming from, that's a different story. So I'm sure I have a different take. You know, I'm sure I had a different take when my fertility struggles first started. But this is where I am now in my infertility journey. And for Abby, I by no means am telling you what you should feel or what you should do. Personally, I don't think you owe anybody an apology. I do think this is a learning experience for all. And bottom line, we can be kind. We can be thoughtful. We can expose ourselves to different situations so we can get educated, which is what I was hoping to do when I chronicled my fertility journey. With education comes understanding. With understanding comes empathy. Bottom line, you didn't hurt my feelings.
Okay, well, I'm glad. And I understand where everyone's coming from that left. And I specifically don't go to our social media pages because sometimes I need it run through a filter of something like this before I can react to it. And I understand infertility is devastating. And so we talk a lot about intent versus impact. And, you know, I can talk about my intent all day long, but the reality is a lot of people saw that and were impacted in a negative way. And so I am going to apologize if it hit somebody, you know, in the wrong way. It was not my intention. And I hope that means something.
Sure.
But at the same time, you know, I understand that somebody saw that and it didn't make them feel good. And that's tough as somebody who only wants to entertain and make people laugh. And yeah, it just didn't hit everybody the way that I hoped it would.
Let me just correct one thing. It wasn't a lot. It was a few.
It was a very few amount.
Yeah, well, it was a very few amount.
I also got some DMs too, and I think sometimes when people are really hurt, they start to use the source of that as a punching bag. Mm-hmm. And so I think when you're hit a couple of times, I'm trying to be more sensitive than I would be if I hadn't.
So let me say the same thing that I think I've probably said now for a decade, but maybe louder the last couple of years, as woke culture is definitely a thing now. It is very difficult to entertain in any way, shape, or form now in woke culture. We are a morning radio show. Our priority is to keep it fun. We cannot try to schedule a show thinking, okay, maybe a couple of people are going to be offended by this or this or this. That's not even our responsibility. I am not dismissing those that were offended by that. Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine the pain that goes. I can't imagine it, actually, because Kristen told us about it for a couple of years.
One of your best friends went through it.
Right, for sure. So I'm not dismissing that, but I am saying this, that none of these jokes that we ever make are intended to hurt. And the world can't cater to what's going on in your life. It just can't. And I'm sorry that you went through that. And I'm not even talking about infertility. Whatever you're going on mm-hmm. is going on in your life. If we are joking about other things and it is attached to you, we cannot cater to what is going on in your life. Like, I don't expect you to cater to what's going on in my life. Mm. This is the radio show that we do. If you've listened to us for long enough, you know that we are never ill-intended, ever, ever, ever. But we are here to make jokes and make people laugh. And with that, when you make jokes, somebody is always the victim. It can't be done. Mm-hmm. It can't be done without that. So I'm not exactly sure what else to say about that. And I don't want to sound like a jerk about it, but I also don't want to totally give in to this woke culture that seems to be in the entertainment field and on everybody's mind, which really is, it's a damn buzzkill.
As a comedian, I can assure y'all, I have tried numerous amounts of ways to come up with how to entertain and be funny without insulting anyone. I can assure you it's impossible.
It can't be done, man. I think it just takes the audience realizing that, you know, not everything is about you. Not everything is targeted at you. Not everything is directed at you. Not everything is an attack on you, I think, most importantly. And yeah, so congratulations on Betty. She's adorable.
She's a sweet little baby kitty.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Look, this is obvious. Crappy co-parenting leads to a whole bunch of drama, and we saw it play out on The Bert Show yesterday with Annabelle. So Annabelle called us yesterday, and we got to get an update. She's ready to go here in just a second. She calls us yesterday, and she's literally driving over to her ex-husband's house.
In a panic.
She said the divorce wasn't good. The co-parenting situation sucks also. And her 7-year-old accidentally let it spill. Not accidentally. 7-year-old didn't know what she was doing. 7-year-old told her that, yeah, dad's been having some woman crash over at the house. Now, Annabelle doesn't know anything about this woman that her ex-husband is seeing. Didn't know he was seeing anybody. And certainly didn't know that she was spending the night where her 7-year-old was sleeping as well. So when she calls us up, she's livid. And she's driving over there to chew her ex-husband out, also to find out what the situation is. And we tried calming her down yesterday. At least she didn't knock on the door and go, "What's going on in there?" But what she did do while she was on the show, she's just like staking out his house and watching who's coming and going. And there was a car, not in the driveway, but in the road that she couldn't identify. Her ex-husband walks out of the house. She's panicking as she's telling us about this on the air. And then a woman walks out of the house that is significantly younger than her husband. And Annabelle identifies her as the woman that is the babysitter of their kids. So clearly he's been having a relationship. So she's all strung out yesterday when she leaves the show, and we're like, don't do anything until like 3 or 4 o'clock when you're calmed down, because you're only going to make this thing worse. And maybe this could be the springboard for something better here. Right. Did I get all that?
You nailed it.
Yeah, yep. Nailed
you did
one.
Forget the slut mobile that she drives.
Oh, that's right.
She drives a convertible BMW. What? How does she pay for it with a babysitter salary? We have a lot of questions to answer.
Oh, and I think it was important too, that when the woman walked out of the house, she locked the door with a key. And we could only assume that not only is he dating somebody, not only is this woman spending the night, he has also given this woman a key.
I'll tell you, it is the most difficult thing to do, to have the discipline to say, I am not going to shoot this text off right now because you have this internal argument.
I'm glad you said text. I didn't know where you were going with that.
Oh, yeah. You said, I'm sure you got to be careful. Angry? Seriously, you said, I'm not going to shoot. And then you paused. And I'm like, where are you going? I'm afraid.
There's this internal battle that goes on. Like, I'm so heated. My fingers are doing things that I know that my mind doesn't want to do, right? Sure. And you have to try to hold that off for 5 or 6 hours is very difficult. So let's see if Annabelle was capable of that yesterday. Hey, Annabelle, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so how did this all play out? When we left you yesterday, you were still across the street, sort of in a panic, because now you know what the truth is. So what did you do after that?
Yeah, well, I just want to start off with an apology to you and your listeners. I know everyone was advising me to leave and to go home, and I didn't, and I was such an asshole, and I'm so sorry about that. You guys were so great yesterday, and I was just was not in my right mind.
No apology necessary. When you're in the heat of something like that, man, you're not, I mean, it's truly, what's the word? Insanity. I mean,
we've all been there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, momentary insanity.
Momentary insanity, that's what I was looking for. But no apology needed. So what happened?
Yeah, so after I witnessed Kara, like, leaving the house, and after I got off the phone with you guys, I headed back home, and I cooled off, and then I did, my first phone call was to my best friend, who I've known since, like, first grade, and I needed to call her, because I just needed someone to have my back, who, like, knows me unconditionally, knows the ins and outs of my divorce, and my relationship with my ex, and I felt like so empowered and calm and in control after talking to her.
You just needed to feel like you had somebody on your team.
Yeah, okay. And that I just wasn't alone and crazy, and everybody was plotting against me. So it was great to talk to her, and then I did a deep dive on Google and about, like, modifying the child custody agreements. And apparently, according to the internet, you can modify a child custody agreement if there's been a, I think it was called a material change in circumstances, since, like, the original order was issued. And
a woman living in his house would be that change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the change, like, if the change significantly impacts the child's well-being or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So I did a deep dive on all of that.
So with that info, and you sound like a completely different person.
Isn't it amazing what 24 hours can do for a person?
She just took her meds this morning.
You gotta sleep on it sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta sleep on it, right? You do.
No, sometimes you need a Zanny.
So let's embrace that first, and secondly, for doing the research on it also. So what are you gonna do with this info now? Are you going to call him? Do you go through attorneys to do this? What do you do now?
Well, I wanted to make sure it said on the internet, like, make sure everything's in writing. So I sent him, like, this long, I sent my ex a long email last night. It was calm. It was calm. Don't worry. But a long email, rather than talk to him in person, confront him in person, even though I did consider talking to him in person and secretly recording it, but, like, I was like, no, I've had enough psycho for the year. And it's only January.
Got it out the way early.
There's only so much psycho you can fit into 1 year.
Yeah, let alone 1 month.
Well, I'm not really sure to go with this except to ask you to keep us posted on it. And you really do sound like a completely different person. And the internet can be used for good. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you, Annabelle, because I didn't have a lot of faith in you yesterday.
None of us did.
Jeez,
I'm just saying, I'm proud of them.
None of us did. None of us did. Good luck. Look, this is the most important thing that you can do in your life. You know this, Annabelle, is have a working relationship with your ex-husband for the good of your kids, right?
Yeah. Thank you so much, guys.
All right. Good luck.
Thanks.
Man, this sounds like a totally different person.
Yeah,
today, man.
You need that sleep.
The Burt Show.